This is a Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is the pastor, James Hamlin. Trust in this service will be a blessing to your heart as you listen to it by means of this tape. This is Sunday, June 30th, 1985. The Lord bless you. We love you. Brother Combs writes one of these about every Sunday morning, I believe. And this one says, as we'll assemble here this day, let us hear our Savior say, with one mind and one accord, give thanks unto our Lord. I believe that's the reason that we're here today. This morning we'd like to have the choir to sing at this time, led by Brother Tom, a song that's maybe familiar to you, but I tell you, it's got some wonderful words in it. The Solid Rock. My prayer is that your house is built on a solid rock, a solid foundation. As far as things at this time. Also mention that also tonight at 6 o'clock is church training for adults. Taught by Brother Tom Boggs, and I know he'd like to have a room full of adults to speak to tonight, so I'd like to match out to a church training at 6 while the young people and children practice. I believe in another Sunday or two we're going to have the young people to sing at least one of the songs. They've sung four of them already in another church. Four of the songs out of the kids' praise. And maybe next Sunday or Sunday after, anyway, we could have the children to sing one of the songs for you that they've been practicing. At this time, Brother Combs is going to come to read two verses from the 20th chapter of 2 Chronicles. Let me mention a few prayer requests while he's coming out. One of Brother Sutton's good friends that used to work on the railroad with him, Tommy Taylor, is in intensive care down here in the hospital. Let's be praying for him. Also, Willie Davis' son, who almost bled to death down here in the hospital a few months ago, now has had surgery in Lexington, And as far as I know, is in ICU down there in Good Samaritan Hospital. Willie Davis' son. I talked to Lucas this morning on the phone, and he seems to be doing pretty good right now, but he has to go back to Lexington Tuesday of this week. Just be praying for Lucas. And I know the Lord's able to bless Vasa today. I stopped on the way to Sunday school this morning and had prayer with her, and we need to hold Vasa up in prayer. She said to me, tell everyone at church that I'd sure love to be there. And she will be having surgery again to try to repair her first surgery. And I don't know when they have it scheduled for yet, but let's be praying for Vasa, one of our Sunday school teachers. I know God's able to bless her and each of these others listed here in the bulletin. Brother Combs, would you come and read our scripture and lead us in prayer, please?
Scripture this morning in 2 Chronicles 20, 12 and 13. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company. That cometh against me. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before thee, Lord, with their little ones, their wives and their children. This man was describing the day at that time. Of course, compare with this time today, it might not look so good. That's our word of prayer this morning. Our Heavenly Father, our God, we're so thankful for this wonderful day. We know that you're all in all, Lord, and we know that you hold all power in your hands. You're able to save to the uttermost. We're so thankful for everyone that's here today. Anyone who don't know the Lord, we pray for him. We pray for the sins of our nation this morning, Lord. Thank you for your wonderful love and your mercy. We're so thankful for everything you've done, everything you're going to do, Lord. Thank you for the wonderful words. It says, if my people, which are called in my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Lord, we know that your word says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Lord, we pray this morning that You will burden our hearts for the sins of the world and the ones that are lost in this world. We know, Lord, that you made this world and you can handle it in your own way, Lord. We know that this morning the power of the blood of Jesus Christ at Calvary redeemed us from the bondage of sin. God, we know this morning that you are our Savior. You died for the sins of the world. And died upon the Calvary's cross that we might have eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Okay, for our last hymn, let's turn to page 373. Let's stand, the ones that feel like it, and sing the first and last verses of Onward Christian Soldiers.
This time, Tom and Fred are going to come to sing for us for the message.
Everybody looks forward to vacation, but I've been daggone, I'm looking forward to work time. This vacation's about to kill me. I feel like I've been working real hard for about a month and ain't had much sleep.
I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know
trusting confide.
only way today to please God is to live a life of faith. Hebrews 11, the faith chapter says, "For without faith it is impossible to please Him," to please God. "For he that cometh to God must believe that He is." I tell you, God is. We must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. On this Declaration of Independence Sunday, I guess we should have taken time to pledge the flag. Maybe we'll do that before the service is over. Thank God for our country. I believe our hostages are about to be released, or other measures are being taken. Thank God today for our nation. And so on this Declaration of Independence Sunday, we want to look at three men in the Old Testament and how these three men allowed the Lord to direct them in a very trying circumstance of life. They let God get the victory. And I believe today that we need to let go and let God have His way. There's no victory today without the Lord. We can't have victory without Him, because He says, "Without me you can do nothing." And that's as true as the day that Jesus said it in John 15 and verse 5. Without Him we can't do anything. But I'm glad the Bible also says, "For with God all things are possible." There's not anything impossible with Him. On Thursday of this week, the 4th of July, as I said a while ago, I'll be 30 years old in the Lord. 1955, the 4th of July, I gave my heart to the Lord. I declared my dependence on Him on the Declaration of Independence Day. You know, so many today are declaring their independence of God. My friend, whether you and I realize it or not, we need God in our life each and every day. I need God in my life, not just on the Lord's Day on Sunday. But friends, I need the Lord in my life on Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, every day of the week. God is in our life. And He needs to be recognized as being there in our life in the person of the Holy Spirit. Our lives are in His hands. Did you know what? Every day the Lord gives us 25,000 gifts. 18 a minute. 1,080 a day, an hour rather. And 25,000 a day. We breathe about 25,000 breaths of air a day in a 24-hour period. The Bible tells us that He giveth to all life and breath and all things. I'm glad for life today, physical life. But I'm glad more than ever for spiritual life, eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. On this Sunday before the 4th of July, you and I have much to be thankful for. We have freedom from the penalty of sin, which is death, eternal death, if we're saved. We have freedom from the power of sin. And thank God someday we'll have freedom from the very presence of sin. There's sin all around us. As we live from day to day, there's sin everywhere. But my friend, someday you and I are going to be saved from the very presence of sin. There won't be any sin in heaven. Not one sin. Today we want to speak on the battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's. Someone wrote a book that I've seen. I've just seen the front of it in an advertisement. The Battle for the Bible. There are battles going on all around us. And today there may be a battle in your life, in your soul. I want us to look at three men today, as I said a while ago. Moses and David and Jehoshaphat. In the book of Exodus and 1 Samuel and the verses that Brother Combs read for us in 2 Chronicles. I want to first of all give us three verses, or part of three verses, from those two books. In Exodus 14:13, Moses said to the children of Israel, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." In 1 Samuel 17, verses 46 and 47, David said, "That all the earth may know that there is a God in heaven. For the battle is the Lord's." The battle is the Lord's. And then in 2 Chronicles 20, where Brother Combs read, the 15th verse says, the last part of that verse, "Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Upon what are you and I depending this morning? I'd say don't depend on anything or anyone else for your eternal destiny than the Lord. And for winning victories 7 days a week. You and I can win victories for the Lord 7 days a week, not just on Sunday morning or Sunday night or Wednesday night. But you and I can have victory every day. We can have victory over ourselves. First of all, let's look at Moses and his victory at the Red Sea. They had just come out of the land of Egypt, into the wilderness. God had brought them out by the blood sacrifice. They were to sacrifice a lamb and put the blood on the outside of the door. And the death angel came by, you know, at midnight, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. The Passover. Moses here in the book of Exodus. He put the blood on the outside. The children of Israel put the blood on the outside. And God redeemed them by blood. And that's how we're redeemed today. Every one of those little lambs that were slain there was pointing to the Lamb of God who would come in the first century. First century A.D. and give his life a ransom for many. Well, they got out of Egypt, but they got in the wilderness. In Exodus 14, they were caught between a rock and a hard place, as old saying. The Red Sea out there in front, impossible. Pharaoh's army behind, impossible situation. But you know what? Man's extremity is God's opportunity. When you and I come to the end of our resources, that's when God can step in and perform a miracle. Do you know what? Anything that God does is a miracle. Our life, our physical body is a miracle. And God made us. I take my lineage all the way back to Adam and Eve. How about you? I thank God for the first man that God made. And he took him a helpmeet out of her side, a rib. I believe in the creation story. And so here, Exodus 14 is a trying time in Moses' life. He's leading hundreds and thousands and probably millions of Israelites. And their lives are in God's hands as well as his. And Moses said, "Fear ye not. Fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today." This is Exodus 14 and the 13th verse. "Which he will show to you today, for the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever." The battle is the Lord's. Are you going through a trying time in your life? The Bible tells us, I believe it's in the book of Galatians, that the flesh lusts us against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary, the one to the other, so you cannot do the things that you would. I tell you, every day is a battle. The flesh against the spirit. The two natures. One fighting against the other. You know, I'm glad the Lord can win out as we yield ourselves to the new nature. "Therefore, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Moses said in Exodus 14:14, "The Lord shall fight for you." And I'm glad I've got the Lord to fight my battles for me. The Lord will fight our battles for us. They came one time to Samuel and said, "We want us a king." And they already had a king. They already had God. They wanted someone they could see. "We want us a king." Let's look at Exodus 14 and the 30th verse now. It says, "Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore." The Lord performed a miracle. Today, friends, the battle is the Lord's if we'll let him fight our battles for us. The battle is the Lord's. Last Sunday, we had a verse in Sunday school that said, God said this, "For I brought thee up out of Egypt." God used a human instrument, Moses. And he worked through Moses to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. The battle is the Lord's. In the 15th chapter of Exodus, they started singing a song. But you know, it didn't take it long for that song to end. In verse 24 of Exodus 15, it says, "They murmured against Moses." They forgot the Red Sea and the miracle at the Red Sea. My friend, the battle is the Lord's. Moses had many battles to fight, and the Lord helped him. The second person here is David in 1 Samuel. I'd like to turn to 1 Samuel chapter 16. And also verse 17, we'll have some verses. Samuel had gone to Jesse's home in Bethlehem to anoint a new king. And the sons of Jesse passed by, and Samuel said, "Are these all your sons?" "No, I've got one more, and he's tending to the sheep. Go get him." And Samuel anointed David, the second king of Israel. In the 13th verse of 1 Samuel 16, it says, "And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward." In the 17th chapter, Jesse sent David on a mission, and that was to go take some bread and stuff to his brothers who were fighting the Philistines. When David got there, his older brother said in verse 28 of 1 Samuel 17, "And Eliab, his eldest brother, said, 'Why camest thou down hither? Why are you here anyway? We're fighting this battle. Why are you here?' Who have you left the few sheep with? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. I've got written in my Bible four words. He came to fight. David did not come just to see. He came to fight. About that time, a 9-foot giant came down in the valley. And this old giant, Goliath, said, "Send me a man that we may fight together." David went to Saul, and he wanted to get Saul's permission to go fight Goliath. You know what? David's trust was in God. He was not going to fear a 9-foot giant. If we fear God, we need not fear anyone or anything else. David's trust was in the Lord. He was living by faith. He was living by faith. Well, Saul said, "You've got to put on my armor then if you're going to go fast." And so David put Saul's armor on. But you know, I love verse 39 of 1 Samuel 17. It says, "I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them." And David put them off him. Did you know what? God gives us spiritual armor that is tailor-made for you and for me. I can't wear your faith, Brother Earl. You can't wear my faith, my shield of faith. For my helmet of salvation won't fit anyone else but you. Saul's armor did not fit David. And David went and had a staff, and a stone, and a sling against a man who had a spear and a sword and a shield. But you know what? David had God. David's trust was in the Lord. In 1 Samuel 17 and the 46th verse, it says, David speaking, "This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." Following verses tell us that David hasted, he ran toward the enemy, and he took one of those 5 smooth stones. I've often wondered, young people, why David got 5 smooth stones when he only needed one. You know why I believe? Goliath had 4 brothers. You can find that in other places in the Bible. They were of the giants of Anak. He had 4 brothers. So he got 5 smooth stones, only used one of those stones, and got that in a sling and hit the old giant right in the middle of the forehead. David rushed when the giant fell down. He went and took the giant's own sword and cut the giant's head off. Who won the battle? David? No, the Lord did. The Lord won the battle because David said that all the world may know that there is a God, capital G-O-D, that there is a God in Israel. He didn't say that all the earth may know that there is a little boy called David. David won the victory with God's help. God won the victory through David, I should say. Did you know what? We need not fear the perils around us because the Lord is always with us. He's always with us. In closing our message today, let's look at Jehoshaphat. He was caught between a rock and a hard place. Like Moses and David were also caught between a rock and a hard place. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, when Jehoshaphat heard that the enemy was coming, you know what he did? He proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. No one was supposed to eat. They were supposed to pray. There are two things connected in the Bible. One of them is prayer and fasting. A lot of times we have prayer and feasting. But back in the Old Testament days, they prayed and fasted. They went without food. God's able to supply us with food. I tell you, friends, we need to pray. And if it takes it, miss a meal if the Lord impresses on you to do it. Heard someone say one time they missed they didn't eat for 2 days every week. Jesus fasted for 40 days and nights. Jehoshaphat said, "Let's fast and pray." Where do we take our burdens to the Lord? They prayed unto God. In the verses following, Jehoshaphat prayed, and he said, "O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven?" The two verses Brother Combs read for us says, "O our God, wilt thou not judge them? We have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee." And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. God used the prophet of the Lord to tell them, "Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." You know what they did in the battle? They put a choir out in front. And the choir sang as they marched to battle. They won the victory. Verse 22, it says, "When they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten." The Lord did that. Who is going to fight your battles and my battles this week? As sure as I'm standing behind this pulpit this morning, Each one of us, we're going to have battles to fight this week. The battle is the Lord's. "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." Psalm 55:22. Why not on this 4th of July Sunday? Declare your dependence upon the Lord. Why not make peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ? Invite Him into your life. As I saw a man Friday night hanging between heaven and earth on a cross, I appreciated the sacrifice that Jesus gave for us as He gave His all. His hands were nailed to the cross. Jesus' hands were. He died for you, for me, because He loves us. He loved us then, He loves us now. Why not put your faith and trust in this wonderful Lord who loves you? Brother Tom will come at this time to lead us in our invitation hymn, 217. This song says, just as I am. First of all, friend, you need to realize that you're lost if you are. You need to realize that you need a Savior, one who cares about you. He loves you. And He's able this week to fight your battles for you as we stand to sing. Just as I am, 217. Play softly as we bow our heads in prayer. Christians praying. I wonder how many of you gathered here today can say by uplifted hand, I know that I'm saved. I know where I'm going when I die. Can I see your hands? I know I'm a Christian. God bless you. It's wonderful to know the Lord. And if you know the Lord, you need nobody else, the songwriter says, to see you through the darkest night. The Lord is able to be with you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I wonder if there's someone here this morning who, by uplifted hand, would say, I'm not a Christian yet. I need prayer. Is there anyone who would say, by uplifted hand, please pray for me? God bless you. Are there others? Say, I'm not a Christian yet. I need prayer today. Father, we pray as we sing another stanza of this song, that you would bless and work out your will in someone's life today, Lord. Some Christian who may be falling afar off, or someone who needs thee as their Savior. We pray that today you'd work out your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's sing the third stanza, please.